Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the local enterprise office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up later, I'll have news on a range of events being offered by the local enterprise office Donegal during August, and also news of plans for new houses in Ballybuffet and the continuing growth of Donegal as a destination for cruise ships. But the main focus of attention in this programme is the Civic Dollars project, which is being extended in Donegal. In essence, this is a rewards programme using technology for getting out and being healthy and encouraging people to spend more time in parks and open spaces. The man behind the concept and business is Stephen McPeak, who is based in Greenlock in County Derry. He's been working in the technology industry for more than 25 years and sees considerable potential for the role that technology can play to enhance the health, well-being and community spirit, be it in urban or rural settings. And Donegal County Council has been instrumental in getting behind an initial Civic Dollars pilot project in the county, and such has been the positive feedback that it has now extended it further. So let's delve a little bit further into this and find out what it's all about. Well, delighted to say I'm joined by Stephen McPeak, CEO of Civic Dollars. And firstly, Stephen, I'm going to ask you just to tell our listeners a little bit about what exactly is Civic Dollars, what's the whole concept, what's the business, what's it all about?
Hey, Chris. Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's a pretty simple concept, actually. It's just trying to use technology to encourage people to spend more time outdoors in parks and open spaces within the region. It started off working with a smart cities project in Belfast that we won, and then on to Dublin. It was called an Amazing Spaces project, and it was a way to use technology to do basically that, to get people out and spend more time outdoors. So we went on the basis of the civic dollars route, that people could earn a civic dollar for every 30 minutes they spent outdoors in these open spaces. And unlike some other solutions that are out there where you have to do your 10,000 steps a day or your Couch to 5K programs before you can get rewarded, we wanted to be more inclusive, so we built it around time. So all you have to do is go to a park and spend some time there. We don't care whether you walk, run, cycle, or just sit at a park bench. You can still earn a civic dollar for every 30 minutes you spend there, which goes into the app on the phone, and you can build up your civic dollars and then use it for rewards for yourself, like discounts of local coffee shops, local businesses. But then the big thing for us is the ability to be able to donate your civic dollars to local community groups and charities within the region. And it's worked pretty well so far. We won a big Innovate UK project last year to try and target healthy aging. So we were able to pinpoint the older generation, and this was based in Belfast. And those older people spent over 18,500 hours in the parks across the city and redeemed over 1,500 healthy rewards that they could avail of. And it was amazing to see that response, especially with that generation using what you would call sort of modern tech, but now they seem to get very used to it very easily. And that led us to the project with Donegal County Council, and the Healthy Donegal team have been really forthcoming and visionary when it comes to roll out right across the county. Beforehand, we were doing it in specific areas within the city, so it was in West Belfast or in the D8 region in Dublin, or a specific region in a few other cities, but with the guys in Donegal, they wanted to roll out right across the county, which was fantastic for us. And we began with the pilot at the end of last year, where we just had five parks activated within the county, including the one in Letterkenny, the town park, Swan Park in Mudcranna, and Rogie down in Bundoran, and a few other ones. But that's now expanded into a 2-year contract with the council, and we now have over 80 zones where people can earn civic dollars in their parks, avail of the rewards, or help their local community as well.
So it really is a win-win situation all round. And you mentioned there that you can exchange your civic dollars for all sorts of rewards. And these can be varying from a discounted coffee or a discounted entry into a local attraction. Now, of course, in order for the holding to work, you need businesses to get on board who'll participate in the scheme. And I take it you're very pleased with the response there.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. So we've got the likes of discounts from Michael Murphy Sports in Letterkenny, from Max Deli there too, right down to the Blue Stack Shack in Donegal Town, and the Bundoran Surf School has offered 2-for-1 surf lessons down there. Right up to Michael Henney's have given us a discount of their coffee shop as well for a 10% discount. So we give the businesses the option to put in whatever they want or whatever they want to offer back, because they know that people have done good to earn it. They've spent time outdoors, and then we give the businesses access to, we call it a social impact dashboard, where they can see their impact on health and well-being within the county that they've encouraged because of their involvement with the project. So that sort of softens the blow for them for offering this discount. And again, the big thing for the community organisations that take part, they can log into our portal, they can see how many civic dollars have been donated to them, and they see a separate set of rewards that will be more useful to them. So they can get access to legal advice, financial advice from accountants, they can get tech support for their business or for their organisation, right down to marketing support as well. So it's things that they normally couldn't afford or access before, but now they can, just by encouraging their members to spend time outdoors and donating back into these groups.
So tell us a little bit about how you were able to branch into Donegal, and how did that whole connection begin through the involvement with the council here?
Yeah, sure. It was a call the council had put out looking for projects to attach onto their Healthy Donegal programme. And it was the great work from Margaret Fitzgerald from the council team, the Healthy Donegal team, that we probably have been chatting back and forth for about a year before anything happened, to make sure all the data protection, the privacy aspects of it, and the data protection impact assessments and all the necessary regulations were looked at, and the boxes were ticked for it. But then whenever she got the backing from the council, it was all guns blazing, and she's been a real ambassador for us, with promoting the app and shouting out her successes for it as well. So it was a long running period, which it normally is dealing with any council, but we've been delighted with the results, and definitely want to scale that up. And we've been able to use the results both in our other projects and with Donegal, which has led us to winning a project in Copenhagen, which has been funded by or in partnership with Novo Nordisk, one of the biggest companies in the world at the minute. So we're going live in Copenhagen next month. We've also been able to win a pilot project in Myrtle Beach in South Carolina as well, because of the good work that we've been doing in Donegal. So it's really encouraging that seeing the results there has led us to more success.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the app itself. So a person goes online and they put in for the search for the app. Just exactly what you get when you download the app. What is on it, and how does one maneuver one's way around it, and how easy is it to use?
Yeah, well, I designed it so that my dad could use it, so everybody should be able to use it. And the whole concept is it uses geofence technology. So we basically draw a circle around all the parks that we want to add in as zones. And whenever you load up the app and create an account, which all we need is an email address and a password, that shows you which parks are local to you or closest to you and how many civic dollars you can earn there. The option to check into the park doesn't go live until you actually walk in there. So again, that's part of the GDPR and the privacy side of things, that it has to be a user-initiated check-in. It sounds complicated, but it means that from a permission-wise or permission point of view, it's fully compliant with all the regulations. So whenever you walk into the park, the light goes green on the app and you can press it to say, yes, I want to start earning Civic dollars. And then that'll set off a timer every 30 minutes you're there, up to a limit of 5 per park per day. You'll start earning Civic dollars, and then you just go and sit at a park bench if you want and start earning. Whenever you walk out of the park, if you forget to hit stop, it automatically cuts you off, so there's no active tracking outside of the parks for that very reason. And then just go into your rewards list, and it will show you by distance the closest rewards that are available to you, and also the closest community groups that you can donate your Civic dollars to as well.
So let's say I've been to Swan Park in Buncrana, or I've gone on the Dunloe River Walk a few times, and I've amassed my credits there with my Civic dollars, and now I want to go and get my discounted coffee. Do I just go into the establishment, and how does that discount work? Do I have to show them my phone, or what happens there?
Yes, there's a QR code that's generated by the phone, and they're also sent an email alert straight away to say that someone has purchased a reward in your establishment. The QR codes on the phone are uniquely numbered as well, so they can hold it up, and it's a time limited reward as well. So you can't go in and claim the same one twice. You would have to purchase another one to get another free coffee or another discount from them as well. So we try to make it as simple as possible for the users, and also as simple as possible for the shops and the retail stores that are taking part, for them to offer the rewards and for people to redeem it.
So, as you say, for the end user, nice and simple to use, does what it says in the tin. Behind this, though, there's a lot of technology, and, you know, 10, 20 years ago, I'm sure this would have been maybe not possible to do. Tell us a little bit about your own background. You've been very much involved in the tech sector for the best part of 25 years.
Yeah, actually, just clicking into 26 years, I've been working in the IT, a lot of networking and infrastructure and security, but always had that want to go and do my own thing. I started my own company about 13 years ago to go out on my own and do the IT support and infrastructure projects that I wanted to do, but also to give me some free time to start looking at apps and do my own thing and give me time and resources to do that. And we've been lucky enough that we've tapped into that sort of health tech region now, that with Civic dollars, I went full time with Civic dollars just at the end of last year. I'm able to concentrate a lot more on it now, as I think it's a more scalable product for the company, and something that's there's no hardware required for it, so we can roll it out anywhere. We have test zones from Qatar to Kenya, right across to the States. So it's very easy to set up and deploy as well. It's pretty tough going, as it's only me at the moment working, although we have a lot of contractors and mentors and helpers that I've had over the years. But the app itself, it was just an idea that came off. I had bought the domain civicdollars.com back in 2013 with an idea to reward people for reporting litter and fly tipping and potholes back then, but didn't do anything with it until the Smart City project started to come out, and we were able to tap into funds to build it from an original MVP, a minimum viable product, right through to the full production version of Civic dollars, and then the enhancements of what the product is now.
You've definitely zoned in on an area with big potential. You mentioned there smart city solutions. So just maybe elaborate a little bit on that and what that entails.
Yeah, I know even from myself and dealing with smart cities from its sort of inception back 10 odd years ago, a lot of people are pretty wary about it and wary about technology. And I suppose coming from my background, I've seen that. You have your adopters and you have people who put up the barriers whenever they hear about smart cities. But my take on it has always been that smart city tech is to improve the life of residents or visitors to certain areas. And I would prefer smart regions as opposed to cities, being very rural myself. dealing with a lot of rural customers, the likes of yourselves in Donegal. I think a smart region where lives of residents and visitors are improved using technology. I think it's going to be critical over the next 10 to 15 years to catch on to that. Otherwise, we're going to be left behind. It's even tapping into the likes of tourism, where a lot of VR and AR solutions are coming out for tourism to improve wayfinding, for tourists to find where's the best spots to eat, where's the best spots to visit, where's the most Instagrammable location within the region. And then linking that with health tourism and social tourism, where people want to be social responsibility or have social responsibility during their visit to areas. And that's what we like about civic dollars, that we can tap into that. We can reward people for visiting the beaches, for visiting the woodlands, the coastal trails, etc. And then they can give back to the local community groups, which is a nice thing for them to do.
And as this develops, would you envisage a situation that you're going to bring on board more people to help you with this? Because I presume you could, in theory, apply this to pretty much anywhere.
Absolutely. We've been very lucky so far that we've been able to get external resources to run the projects in the various cities. In Copenhagen, the guys there have their own project team that are going to run it. And the same in the States and in Myrtle Beach. But I want to do that in Ireland as well, have an Ulster, even right down a whole provincial team that can run it within the various regions, both from a user perspective for support and also for the groups and organisations as to improve that customer success point of view. So yeah, that's the first sort of hires that I'm going to have to make.
Yeah. And from a revenue point of view, I mean, obviously you have to put bread and butter on the table. You're going to need money for investment. How's the model work that you can make a living out of it as well?
Yeah, we sell it to the councils and to the authorities and municipalities as a software as a service product. So we give them access to the data behind the scenes, which has been anonymized and aggregated. So again, we're ticking the box for that privacy side of things. But I think our model, yes, they get access to the data, but we get hampered a lot by tender limits, especially if you're dealing with councils or authorities. So we're looking more to the point of private investment for the solution. Even in the likes of Copenhagen, where we're doing this in partnership with Novo Nordisk, that they're funding it for the city. So it's a council-supported project, not a council-funded one. So it's a nice model to use. And I suppose over the years, from going from paper to product, from drawing it out of what the idea would want to be, we've been very lucky that we've won 100% funding for that. They're winning competitions, grants, tenders, and then the revenue that's coming in. So it's nice that I still own 100% of civic dollars, that we haven't taken investment or give out equity so far.
I take it that when you have a launch, say in Donegal, for example, you'll get a surge of people initially downloading the app, and then I suppose it plateaus somewhat. How does the business grow in terms of getting the word out there after that sort of initial launch? Is it a case of people telling one another and just the good word getting out?
Yeah, word of mouth has been so useful for us. Yes, there is a social media side of it, and a lot of big pushes can be done through it. But even better than that has been the community groups and charities that we work with. They've nearly been a catalyst to onboarding new users, because they see the benefit to them, and they're pushing their users out into the park and saying, get out there and earn some civic dollars and give it back to us, because we need our computers fixed, or we need some tax advice for the year end. So it's been sort of a train the trainer scenario, that we go and show the community groups and the leaders there how to use the app, and then they transfer that knowledge down to their members. And it seems to be that whenever it gets sticky, that whenever they start doing it, and that's the whole idea behind behavioural change, that has to be consistent, that whenever they're out earning civic dollars, they have that feeling, oh great, I can get myself a discount of a coffee or a free coffee, or I can help my local community group as well. So there's that feeling of giving back. But also they get into that rut of actually doing it every time by default. So they're switching on the app, they're earning Civic dollars, and they're spending more time outdoors, which is the most important thing.
Now, can you explain to me, for example, if I had a certain amount of Civic dollars that I'd ranked up over a period of time and I wanted to donate those Civic dollars to a particular charity or something, can I donate money, or is it just a case that I'm donating them my Civic dollars, and then what do they do with those Civic dollars when they get them?
Yeah, no, that's the idea. There's no money transferred at all, because Civic dollars is a closed loop currency, so you can't trade it for alcohol, or you can't trade it for things that would be unhealthy, say. But you can only trade it for whatever rewards are on the system, and that's monitored by both the councils and ourselves that we work with each other and authorise that. So you can't just buy anything off the shelf. But yeah, whenever you want to donate through the app, you go in and you pick your local community group and click into it and submit or donate whatever, how many Civic dollars you want to them. And then, as I mentioned earlier on, then they get access to the back end portal where they can log in and say there's been 200 Civic dollars donated to them. They could access one hour of legal support from a solicitor or a local lawyer, or have a half day of tech support to get their computers fixed.
And the feedback so far in Donegal, Stephen, I mean, you're only going a couple of years at this stage. It really has grown pretty quickly.
It has indeed, and it's been brilliant to get feedback as well from a lot of ones from Donegal that they were wondering why certain parks weren't included. There was nearly a few rows where people said, oh, how come everybody in Buncrana get this park and we didn't get this park? So it was nice to see that, and we can add in as many parks, or if we've missed out anyone, we always say on social media that let us know and we can add that in. And we've taken a lot of feedback and included a lot of the beaches and coastal trails into it as well. So the more we get, the merrier to get people out and earning Civic dollars. And the next stage now is to approach more businesses and more retail stores that want to improve their footfall, if they can offer a discount, and we can add it onto the system very quickly. But also for the larger corporates that want to offer time of their employees to volunteer back to the community, then that's over the next couple of months, that's going to be the big push to get them on board and get their volunteers and that expertise back into the local community and build up those services that they need most.
And fair to say, you know, this is all happening at a time when there really is a big shift towards healthier living, more outdoor living. You're ticking a lot of boxes, and it's all sort of dovetailing together.
Yeah, it is. It's been, whenever you look at the stats around obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, it's just really scary looking at what the potential is over the next 10 to 15 years. So if we can start giving people that nudge to start getting outdoors, getting a bit active, and as well, we say, if you go and sit at the park, at least you've walked from your house to that park bench, you're creating incidental activity that they're actually being a bit more active, and it might get them more moving and realise they like spending time outdoors. So it's trying to bring it down. And you have all those, whenever we first look at the research about these issues around heart disease, and that a lot of it is caused by inactivity and by people living sedentary lifestyles. So we try to give them that encouragement to get out of the house and get outdoors and spend some time in a green area, or if there's a pond or a coastal region, the green and blue areas are so much better for your health. Even if you're just out breathing that fresh air, it makes a big difference to the health side of things. You're just bridging a lot of health inequalities there, that people who might be overweight or have health or mobility issues, they can't take part in a lot of those couch to 5Ks or organized walks or gym sessions, and they don't want to go there. But what they can do is spend time outdoors. And with the sort of cost of living crisis at the moment, people don't have money to donate to charities or community groups, but they do have time that they can spend outdoors and then donate it back to them. So we're building on that side of things as well.
I'm speaking with Stephen McPeak, the CEO and founder of Civic Dollars. Stephen, Donegal County Council has extended its Civic Dollars project as part of its Healthy Donegal programme. So if I have signed up and I've got the app here for Donegal, is there a way that I can find out where other Civic Dollar projects are existing in other places outside of Donegal?
Yeah, sure. And the nice thing about it is whatever you earn in Donegal, you can spend elsewhere as well. So you can take your Civic Dollars. If you're in Dublin, you can get a 2-for-1 entry to the Teeling Whiskey Distillery Tour, or there's some cafes and restaurants down there that you can get a discount of their services. But you can also take it anywhere. We aim to open it up. There's locations in Belfast as well, the Maldon Hotel, and some cafes that are active in that region. We have, as soon as we go live in Copenhagen, because the ethos is a half-hour walk or a visit to a park in Donegal is the same as a half-hour walk in a park in Paris or Madrid, that at least you can take your Civic Dollars there. And you can see, even if you want to donate to the community groups in those areas whenever you're visiting them, but that's a lot of data then that's gathered up that we can use to prove your point that people are being active and visiting your area and buying your services.
Well, it all sounds very interesting indeed. If you were to look into the crystal ball, Stephen, 5 years' time from now, any idea where you could be?
Oh, yeah, there'll be no such thing as euros. Everybody will just be using Civic Dollars across the world. But I definitely want to expand, especially to the States and across Europe. We're working on translations to multiple languages now across to bridge that over to the Nordics and down into Central Europe as well. But probably Australia and the US would be the big ones to hit next to roll out there would be amazing. And that was the vision at the start, was to go across the world, and it's built on Amazon Web Services, so it's designed to scale on demand, and that's what we want to do pretty quickly.
So as things stand at the moment, like how many different areas is there a Civic Dollars platform as such applying to?
Yeah, we're live in Donegal. There's 10 zones in Derry City. We're in Belfast, Dublin. There's 3 zones in Madrid. They're test zones, but they're live and people can still use them. And then we'll be all across Copenhagen and Myrtle Beach and hopefully Kansas City over the next couple of months.
And maybe just, you know, obviously to bring all this technology and to consolidate it and filter it and all the work that you have to do, what sort of a lead-in period would there be, even for Donegal, from the whole start of the idea to actually it going live and the app being launched?
Yeah, even we've been chatting to other county councils within Ireland, and we usually need 3 to 4 weeks to spin it up and get all the zones live and build that partner network as well. Usually about a month is all it takes to go live.
And if people want to find out more about it and how to download the app, what's the quickest way to do so?
Yeah, just civicdollars.com or look on Donegal County Council website, or feel free to reach out to me at stephen@civicdollars.com.
And that was Stephen McPeak, the founder and CEO of Civic Dollars. And before we go this evening, just to let you know that the next Start Your Own Business programme run by the Local Enterprise Office Donegal takes place online from Tuesday the 3rd of September. And it's ideal for anyone thinking of a new business startup in Donegal. Meanwhile, during the month of August, the Local Enterprise Office in Donegal is running a number of events. There's a business support clinic online via Zoom on Friday, August the 9th from 10 until 11 a.m. On Wednesday, August the 14th, there's a trading online voucher workshop via Zoom, also from 10 o'clock, and it goes on till 12 noon. And on Friday, August the 23rd, there's a business support clinic at the Enterprise Fund Business Training Centre in Ballyrain, Letterkenny, from 10 until 11 a.m., where there will be an outline of the support and services available from the Local Enterprise Office Donegal and an explanation of the grant aid process and criteria. For more details about any of these courses, you can contact the Local Enterprise Office Donegal, or indeed go to its website and you'll see more details there. In other news, well, Donegal is continuing to attract increasing business from the highly lucrative cruise sector. The latest cruise liner to visit the county was the Silver Spirit, which anchored off Greencastle recently on her inaugural visit to the Northwest region as part of what was a 12-day cruise sailing around Iceland and Ireland. The ship also called at Killybegs. And the guests on board were given a complimentary choice of various tours. And when they visited Greencastle, this meant a scenic drive around the Inishowen Peninsula with a stop at the Doe Famine Village. There was also an option for a visit to Oakfield Park in Raphoe and the delights of Derry, including a visit to the Tar Museum. And for guests not on an excursion, there was a shuttle bus to Derry, and many people also chose to spend some time around Greencastle. Well, the Chief Executive of Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin, has noted that Greencastle is an important gateway harbour to the Northwest region. Recently, there was the €25 million harbour breakaway project officially opened, and that is vital for the continued growth and sustainability of tourism in the region and the broader development, of course, of the harbour. And he also spoke about the need to continue to develop cruise tourism, which is very lucrative. That ship, by the way, the Silver Spirit, is due to make a second call to Greencastle later on this year, on the 14th of September. And it's quite a sight, 215 metres long, and has a crew of over 400 and more than 600 passengers. Well, finally, Donegal County Council has granted conditional planning permission to Longmarsh Development Limited for the construction of 34 houses at the beaches Navanny Ballybuffet, and in a separate planning decision, conditional approval has also been granted for 6 further dwellings at the same address. Any appeals can be lodged up to the 22nd of August. Well, that's it for this week's Business Matters. As always, thanks for tuning in our way. If you want to contact the programme, you can email me at businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. If you have an idea to start or grow your business within Donegal, contact the Local Enterprise Office team to find out more about the supports available for businesses. See localenterprise.ie/Donegal.